You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. Since 2014, Kern County sheriffs have been putting more inmates into isolating suicide watch cells. The effort is to reduce suicide rates, but it hasn't helped. I spoke with ProPublica's Ryan Gabrielson and Jason Pohl from the Sacramento Bee to find out why. The two reporters are investigating California's jails this year to see what's changed since the state implemented realignment. Jason Pohl begins by explaining what brought the pair to Bakersfield.
One of the ways that we identified Kern County as a place that we wanted to spend some reporting energy was in looking at these annual or biannual state inspection reports. Essentially, what these are the State Board of Community Corrections going into the jails across the state every 2 years and conducting inspections to see, among other things, are policy manuals up to date, are some of the practices that are being employed at the jails up to the minimum standards. And when we started looking through those reports, we quickly found a pretty unusual phrase, three words called suicide watch overflow. And that piqued our interest and made us want to know a little bit more about this process called suicide watch overflow. And so we began looking at a little bit more of the data behind Kern County's suicides and found that, in fact, they have had one of the highest suicide rates among county jail systems in the state of California. And once we had those two pieces put together, we quickly knew that, in fact, we should plan a trip to Bakersfield.
This is Ryan, just to piggyback on Jason's great details. And most of the inspection reports, as we went through them, they just contained very little. In the way, there was sort of checking of boxes, a stamping of forms. This one for Kern County felt differently. There were details about the nature of the concerns, and it reached across the divide from just what the standards say into questions about the safety of the operational practices in the Kern County Jail.
Yeah, and if I kind of interpreted what you guys wrote or read and kind of understood in your story correctly, the overflow rooms, I think that's in reference to some of these, like, closet-sized rooms, and they were supposed to solve a problem of, like, not having enough other suicide watch isolation rooms. Is that right?
So the way the Kern County Sheriff's Office does it, and some other county jails do it, is they have a very limited number of regular suicide watch cells, which are pretty small and spare on their own. When those fill up, they will oftentimes turn to a different type of cell that is even emptier, I guess you should say, we would say, because it doesn't even have toilets. It's just four walls and a grate in the floor, and those are called safety cells. Those are supposed to be very short-term holding spaces for people who are basically damaging property in the jail and hurting themselves and are a threat to others, are placed for a short time to stabilize. What was different about the Kern County setup is that they were providing yoga mats to people they put in safety cells, using it as suicide watch, meaning the yoga mats were to be mattresses that people were to sleep on, meaning safety cells were no longer just a few hours. They were days and even more than a week.
Yeah, that was something that came up a lot, and I read about in sort of the ProPublica's newsletter as well, was yoga mats and kind of the brand of them, TheraBand. I don't know, that really stuck out to me because it seemed like an odd thing as an alternative to the mattress. Did anybody ever give you a very clear answer about why yoga mats?
This is Jason. So it stuck out to you, and it also stuck out to that state inspector who wrote that term, suicide watch overflow. One of the things that Kern County was cited for the most that year was their use of these TheraBand yoga mats or exercise mats in these cells. And when we toured the jails earlier this summer, a couple months ago, we saw that they were still using them. And when we questioned a couple of the jail staff about why they were using these, they said that they didn't want to issue inmates mattresses, actual mattresses, because they were afraid that it was a barricading risk, that inmates on suicide watch could use them to barricade the doors. However, it's worth noting that only suicide watch inmates are given yoga mats. And in fact, after we started asking questions, the jail stopped using yoga mats altogether.
You mentioned just now that the yoga mats stuck out to the inspector, but it almost sounds like that didn't even, I guess, motivate them to change out the yoga mats for mattresses. It was once you guys came around and asked questions, which leads me to wonder, like, what can the state do about this?
This is Ryan. That's an excellent question. And it's true that Kern County Sheriff's Office, in response to the findings, basically said, we disagree and we're going to continue doing things our way. We requested their purchasing records for products that used on Suicide Watch, including yoga mats, and found that they were continuing to order dozens and dozens of additional mats into April, which is when they finally responded to the state's inspection. The inspection itself did not deter them at all. So the state jail standards are voluntary. They are not regulation. They are not enforceable. And the state agency that oversees county jails and realignment across the state has no enforcement authority. They don't do enforcement. So when they come down with a report, it is entirely up to the local jurisdiction, the local agencies, whether they will follow or not.
The people that you spoke with at the Kern County jails, the sheriff's deputies, you know, behavioral health employees, did they realize that their suicide rates were oddly high compared to the rest of the state in the jail?
This is Jason. And no, they did not seem to realize that their rates were some of the highest in the state. Part of that is because, as they explained it to us, they have not done any sort of comprehensive look at suicides in the jail over the past several years. There's been no sort of broader study looking at what commonalities some of these cases have or how some of these could have been potentially prevented. These are handled in isolated cases one at a time, and in some cases, behavioral health might not be communicating much at all directly with the sheriff's office when there's a suicide that doesn't happen under their watch. And so that lack of study is something that was sort of striking to us as we kept looking more at the relationship between the two.
And indeed, this is Ryan. Nearly all of the suicide deaths that have occurred the past several years in the Kern County jails took place away from Suicide Watch, and these were individuals who were not, their risk was not identified or was overlooked in some important way, and it is unclear whether the county's behavioral health agency was even tracking them as a patient.
Okay, and this is just one story in many that you've done in your series called Overcorrection about jails and oversight. And so I'm wondering, like, has your work gotten other lawmakers to say, hey, we need to make some different sorts of changes, you know, make it so that the state can actually come down hard on issues like this?
This is Jason. I think we're still sort of in that moment where we're waiting to see what the reaction will be from lawmakers. In our story that came out this week, Senator Nancy Skinner said that there needed to be some reviews and revisions to the state's oversight of county jails. It's unclear what exactly that revision might look like or what sort of process might unfold, but she was on record saying that things need to change. And then also Governor Gavin Newsom express concern about how the county can hold people in isolation indefinitely. But again, we haven't heard any specifics on how things may or may not change in the years ahead.
This is Ryan. And a complicating factor is something that came that was sort of built into realignment itself, is that any reform, any regulation, any new law that is imposed from the state onto local jurisdictions, if that causes a cost increase on the local agency, the state has to pay that. So there's been a lot of resistance, and there have been multiple bills that passed both houses of the California legislature vetoed over concerns that the state would have to bear the cost of improving conditions or stopping some bad practice at the local jails.
And this isn't the first story you've put out to look at a Central Valley facility. A couple other stories looked at Fresno County jails. And because I'm in the Central Valley and our listeners are in the Central Valley, is that just a coincidence that some of your stories have focused here? Or do you notice a difference between Central Valley law enforcement and others in the state?
This is Jason. I'll start that one. And I'm sure Ryan will have something to add as well. But Part of the origin of this project, it's a partnership between the Sacramento Bee and ProPublica as part of their local reporting network. And the question that initially got this whole project started was, how have jails changed since realignment happened? And we here at the Sacramento Bee also are partner papers with publications in Fresno and Merced. And one of the motivating factors was, you know, let's put some reporting muscle into those communities where perhaps there's not the same level of newsroom staff anymore. Perhaps there's a need to shine some more reporting spotlight on issues that may have not been addressed sufficiently in recent years. And so that's part of the reason a lot of our series has focused on Central Valley facilities and sheriff's offices. But we've also gone where the data takes us. And as Ryan can attest, a lot of that has led us to places in Fresno and Merced and most recently Bakersfield.
Yeah, this is Ryan. To echo Jason, we keep trying to find our way to a beachside community, but there's not a ton of reliable data on conditions and outcomes from the county jails and what happens to people who go inside. But one of the more solid, because if you know there's just no way around it, is deaths. And deaths in the cells keep leading us back to the Central Valley.
All right. And on that note, we have to wrap it up. But Jason Pohl of the Sacramento Bee and Ryan Gabrielson of ProPublica are the reporting team behind Overcorrection. It's a collaboration between the outlets about what they call crises in California jails. You can find more of their reporting online. I'm sure we will look forward to reading more to come as well. But Jason and Ryan, thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
It's our pleasure.